The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly, and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far off from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Some of you may know about me that in my free time, I like to read self-help and business books. Some of you know that, yeah? Okay. And one of the big topics these days in the world of business thinking, which I love for the church because that's where the smart people are right now, they're thinking about how to organize secular businesses, right? And one of the big topics right now is the idea of delegation. Delegation is the great way to magnify your power in the business world right now, and everybody's thinking about how to do it. And I read an article not real long ago that said there are, maybe 4 or 5 levels of delegation. And really got into it thinking about just the very top level of saying, "I want you to go and think about this problem and then come back and tell me what you thought about, and then I'll tell you what to do," all the way down to just saying, "Here's the task, and report only failure," right? Yeah. So there's all these ways to think about delegation. One of the things that's interesting about delegation is that you have taken this task that belonged to you and you've given it to somebody else to worry about. Right? This is how you get lots done in the world. Get other people to do it for you. Right? But, as always, Kingdom of Heaven works a little bit differently. And I want to contrast this idea this morning of delegation with the idea of asking for help. This is totally different operation. Because when you delegate something, again, you take the problem that had been yours and give it to somebody else to solve, even at these most tiny levels of delegation. When you ask for help, the problem stays where it belongs. It's yours. But you open yourself up to vulnerability, to saying to someone, "I cannot do this on my own. Will you help me?" Once there was a centurion, a powerful soldier in charge. The centurion, the title it implies, command over 100 men. No small deal. And he was apparently a wealthy centurion at that because he had built the synagogue for the community in Capernaum. But when his slave was ill, he started to delegate. sent the Jewish leaders to Jesus because he couldn't go. He felt he was unworthy, but in any case, he sent them. Jesus, will you come and heal my slave? The Jewish leaders say, he is worthy for you to do this. They tell him, he built our synagogue. He is a God-fearer. Do this for him. But when the centurion hears that Jesus is coming, I think he begins to fear that Jesus thinks he's been delegated to. Because the centurion immediately sends messengers out to say, no, I didn't mean for you to come here. That's the way I treat my soldiers. That's the way I treat my slaves. I tell them what to do, and they do it. They come, I say, come here, and they do. I didn't mean for you to come here. I need your help. All I need is for you to say the word, and my slave will be healed. So often, in my prayer life, I find that I have misunderstood what it means to take things to God in prayer. I think, I'll give this to God, and God will fix it for me. It's not right to delegate things to God. But it is always right to ask for help. Never wrong to go to God in prayer and say, please help me. This is a task you have given me and it is too large for me. Because of course it is. Has God ever given you a tiny task to take and just check off? Like, you know? No. Of course, it's too large. And God will respond, as he did to this centurion with the sick slave. If you will only ask for help. Understand who has the power here and that it is not you. Sisters and brothers, we are not worthy to have Jesus come under our roof. Yet Jesus welcomes us all the time under his own roof. Here we are in the house of God. As you go to God in prayer, do remember those things that are too large for you. Say, please, help me. Only say the word.